Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Eric, welcome back to the Dom Giordano Show. Good to have you today.
Hey Dom.
So, your observations, first night, if you watched the DNC, I'm sure you've seen some coverage of it, putting the current president on at 11:28 at night. Mike, they even had to bump James Taylor to do that.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, at one point, so Laura and I were saying they're trying to watch it, and it's tough to watch. I mean, it really is. But she just turned around and looked at me, and she goes, "This is so dark. Everything's so dark. Everything about this, you know, I mean, I don't think there's anybody, including the liberal media in this country, that would say that there was anything other than, you know, positivity at the RNC. It was beautiful, right? There's no protests. There's no, you know, people attacking cops. No one's screaming at cops and berating them. I mean, everybody's sitting there holding the American flag. They're singing. You know, they have tears in their eyes. They're so happy. And she looked at me at one point during a couple of the speeches. She goes, "This is all just so dark. It's depressing. And it's true. I mean, it really was. And I mean, I certainly don't think having you know, Joe Biden from a tactical standpoint on at 11:40 o'clock at, you know, 11:40 at night was wise, right? I mean, he doesn't do well at 9 a.m. in the morning, let alone, you know, 11:40 at night. But just overall, I mean, we turned it off after a couple of minutes because it was just, as I said, it was just the whole message was just dark. It was almost unbearable to watch.
Well, it was kind of a celebration of abortion, if you will. I mean, that's the darkness part that you're talking about. Yet the vibe of being joyful, I guess they haven't been to a Trump rally. Those things are pretty fun.
Well, I mean, they had you know, vasectomy vans, you know, driving around Chicago. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's almost hard to make up, but I mean, I always say what this country has been missing over the last 4 years is a cheerleader. And my father was the greatest cheerleader that this country's ever had, right? He'd come off Air Force One at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd go up to the dais with all the press. You'd have the gaggle of press, and America is the best country on earth, and we can do it better than everybody. We have better economy. We have this. We have that. You know, we're not going to let these countries rip us off. We're going to be the best. We're going to have the best education in the world. We're going to have the best military in the world. We're going to take care of our vets unlike anybody's ever seen. We're going to have the best manufacturing, the best businesses, you know, the lowest taxes, the greatest stock markets, the highest 401ks. You watched last night, and it's none of that. It's just, it's all pessimism. It's as I said, it's just all kind of darkness. And, you know, they didn't bring up the border. I mean, they didn't bring up the fact that 11 million people, you know, have crossed our border. 11 to 13 million people have crossed our border. That's two Scotlands have come into our country in the last 3.5 years. You know, I mean, what about the fentanyl problem in this country? I mean, 300,000 kids died last year. 300,000 kids died to fentanyl last year. And remember, Kamala Harris was the border czar. And, you know, I mean, prices on everything. I love she comes out. And, you know, on day one, my focus is going to be prices. And I'm sitting there saying, I know the White House as well as any human being. Where the hell have you been? I mean, the vice president's office is literally 15 feet away from the Oval Office, and it's like you've never met Joe Biden before. It's like you haven't been in that building. I mean, how about this? Why don't you start taking care of the price problem right this freaking second? Now, you're still there, right? Take care of the price problem. Do something about it. Do anything about it. But they're incapable of it. I mean, now all they want to do is, you know, sue every company in the country for quote-unquote, you know, she calls it price gouging because she doesn't know how to say gouging, but, you know, for price gouging. And this is crazy. I mean, energy's tripled, gas has tripled, fuel oil has tripled. You know, she wants to double taxes, and then she says that she's going to lower prices. Like, in what capitalist world does that work? I mean, how do you double somebody's taxes, triple somebody's taxes, right, add additional regulation, increase utilities, increase mortgage rates? I mean, people can't even afford to live in a home right now because mortgage rates are so high. How do you do that and then say, you know, I'm going to go after companies and they're going to bring down prices because I'm going to sue them? I mean, man, I mean, it is
dark.
It's unthinkably, you know, stupid. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if you saw this morning. Mark Thiessen, who writes in the Washington Post, talked about what this election's about. Trump years, some of the highest gains in household income. That's what counts in the end. Biden years, the lowest in recorded history. I mean, if we get that message out to people, their own household income, not just day to day, you know, trying to meet the bills, but building up wealth.
Sure. Don't, that's, because how that's do you it. Save?
Yeah.
You know, my father had $1.89 gas, right? Mm-hmm. How do you save when gas is $5, $5.50, depending on mm-hmm. the state? You know, some states far higher than that, but How do you save? When insurance, and remember, the things that have gone up the most are the things that you have no control over, right? That's the scary thing. So home insurance, auto insurance, right? You can't control that. I mean, those are market driven.
And, right.
You know, those have gone up by 60% in this country. Fuel has tripled in cost. Eggs have tripled in cost. I mean, what do you do? Just not eat breakfast? I mean, I guess you could eat Pop-Tarts or something, but, you know, they've tripled in cost too, and they've gotten smaller in size because of inflation. I mean, but think about the things you can't control. Look at people's mortgages, as I said, right? I mean, not only are our houses now unaffordable because inflation has literally driven up prices so high, even the people who are fortunate enough to have bought a house years ago, now they're paying 7-8% interest if you can even get a mortgage on these homes versus my father where you're paying 2.5%. I mean, it's
that's
unbelievable.
Huge, huge difference. Now a lot of people in that situation. So are we going to see Eric Trump out there more campaign events, or are you going to be doing, you know, behind-the-scenes work, phone calls, the like across the country?
Yeah. I mean, Don, I've stood on the stage with my father every single day for the last 10 years. I mean, I love the man. Amazing. Yeah, he's the greatest. I mean, he's truly an amazing human being. And I do this stuff all day, every day. The next 80 days, I think, are the most important 80 days in the history of this country. And I really mean that. And we're in an awful place as a country. Our economy is terrible. These policies are terrible. We're being totally overrun. Our systems are corrupted. Our institutions are corrupted. Our systems are weaponized. It's so terrible, and my father can fix it, and he'll fix it right away. And we got to go back to being number one at everything we do. We need to have the best education. We have to have the best economy. We got to get out of these senseless wars where we're putting hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, into weapon mm-hmm. systems to see kids, you know, young, beautiful kids on the far side of the world getting absolutely annihilated on both sides of conflict. We've got to stop this stuff. We've got to reinvest in America. We've got to bring this country back to prosperity. And I know we're going to win in November, but believe me, I'm going to be out there every day fighting. Laura's going to be out there every day fighting. So will Don. So will the rest of the family.
Well, absolutely. Pass on to her, too, Eric, that our listeners see such a difference with the RNC, and she's one of the driving forces. We're seeing a lot of election integrity issues bubble up here in Pennsylvania, but the RNC is ahead of it. They're not sneaking them in like they did in 2020. It's due to her efforts and your support there. So our listeners feel that we're on top of stuff here in Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania is everything. If you win Pennsylvania, you win the country. And so, it's a state that I love. We've all lived there, and mm-hmm. We truly love you, Pennsylvania, and get out and vote. And I promise we'll make you very proud as a family.
Thanks, Eric, very much. Talk with you again soon. Thank you for joining us today.
See you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.